Section 1. The Changing Nature of Farming and Agriculture in Nova Scotia. For the past number of years, Canadian agriculture has been experiencing erosion in public trust. A few generations ago, most Canadians worked on farms or had some direct connection to agriculture. Now, less than 1% of the Canadian population has this same connection. At the same time, our relationship with the food we eat has changed a lot, too. Consumers are paying more attention to what they eat and how it's prepared. Things like the debate over GMOs, the demand for organic products, a movement to a more plant-based lifestyle, the ease of access to documentaries and information about factory farming, has all meant an increasing conversation about where our food comes from. It's also meant competing sources of information for consumers. In short, consumers have never had more access to more information and been less sure about who and what to believe. And ours is not the only industry going through this. Every industry is undergoing a similar period of change thanks to the introduction of new technologies, better methods for doing things, and shifts in consumer preferences. Those factors, combined with the amount of information we have at our fingertips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, means it's actually becoming harder to make informed decisions rather than easier. So what does that all mean for you? In short, it means there's an overall lack of understanding and awareness of what exactly modern farming and agriculture in Nova Scotia looks like. Based on research conducted by the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity for 2019, 91% of Canadians and 86% of Nova Scotians claim they know little, very little, or nothing about modern farming practices. Since 2016, these results of claimed knowledge are virtually unchanged. It also means you have an important role to play in helping to tell your story and the story of modern farming in our province. And we'll tell you how.